It's Alicia, Nora, and Macy on our little green couch.
Ready to talk weekly gossip from behind the chair.
Have a drink or 10 and get ready for the journey.
Join us on the floor with Little Fern. Welcome in.
Welcome in, guys. It's a special episode tonight.
Why is it special, Macy?
I don't know. You told me.
I see nothing special happening.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Well, it has been a very tech-heavy day.
It's been a crazy day, which is a big thing. I would say, like, we haven't had, like, a big crazy day like this in a little while, so that makes today special for sure.
I feel like 100% spring is in the air. Like, we are coming out hot. It is spring. We are ready to come out of hibernation. We want to change.
That we're ready to come out of hibernation. This, like, weather keeps, like, fucking flashbanging us and not really loving it.
People don't care. They're done with the weather. They're done with the trauma of the season. And there's been a lot of, like, rowdiness in here today because of it. There has been people wanting extreme changes in their lives because of it. It just has been busy.
One being our own Macy.
Yeah. I think it's kind of the spring cleaning sort of, you know, vibe that goes on. I really felt inclined. Well, it all started last week, last Friday, shall I specify, when, who was it that came in? Oh, it was Alicia's client. Gosh, why can't I think of her name?
Oh, Jen.
She got bangs, okay?
She got bangs. I got bangs.
She was really just, like, in, like, the energy of, like, fuck it, it's hair, it grows back. And she was very just hyping all of us girlies up at the salon. She was just a great energy. Shout out to you, Jen, if you're listening. Like, for real, she was just amazing. And I was like, well, I've been kind of wanting to chop my hair, but now that you're saying, I'm getting really, like, encouraged to do so. And I'm pretty sure at that same time, I was like, I decided I'm chopping my hair. And that's also when Jessica did a big, like, change. So did Abby with her, like, little change up in her colorful hair. She got some yellow and oranges added to her pink hair. And so I was like, well, fuck it. Let's do it.
Meanwhile, I'm not gonna lie, I was fighting for my life. Like, I'm fighting for my fucking life.
And if she didn't have that busy of a day, I would have chopped my hair right then and there. But I said, nah, we are going home. She did amazing.
I'm gonna tell you right now that I went home and took a nap like I ran a marathon. I died on the couch. Luke had to check on me before he went to go get pizza. Like, he was like, are you alive? And I said, no. And he said, cool, I'm going to go get pizza. And I said, cool. And then I went back to bed. I did so much good hair that day and so many good changes that I had to go home and die and then be reborn with this spring.
I love that for you. I really do. I think it's just, it's the season of change and doing big things. And so that's what I did. And today, well, not today, it was yesterday. Alicia had, like, a pretty decent gap in her day. So I was like, fuck it, let's just do it. I'm not going to lie, I was really, like, shitting bricks while it was happening. Because, like, I said to Alicia before, I said, I've had, like, short hair. And when I was in my short hair era, I was like, I love it. I'm never going back. But then, obviously, when the hair starts to grow back and you get a little bit more emotionally attached to it, it was just more nerve-wracking. But as soon as she started cutting it, she was like, okay, like, it looks good. And I was like, can we go shorter?
She was really, like, fully dating back to, like, you could see her going through it in the chair over there because she was like, well, it had to have been at least 4 to 5 years ago, and bookmarking, like, where the location was because she remember, was it because you remembered? Oh, the pride foils.
Yes. Okay. So because this is, like, a big throwback to the last time that I, like, really chopped my hair was in high school. I just graduated because it was 2020. That's when Alicia and Nora first opened the salon here. And just by chance, my sister knew Nora because she used to work with them at Jonathan Kane. No shout out to them. And
as I recently found out as a saying, all salad, no dressing.
Or what is the other one? All shade, no tea.
All tea, no shade.
Oh, all tea, no shade, bitches. Yeah, and so I was having a whole moment in the chair where I was like, oh my God, the last time I'm having flashbacks right now, the last time I like chopped my hair, and this is when my hair was like down to like my like almost belly button at that time, or maybe just a little bit above. I think I'm being a little dramatic.
Extremely dramatic.
I think I'm being a little dramatic.
Goodness gracious.
It was long at that time, I remember, and I had virgin hair. I'd never dyed my hair before. And so I chopped it off, but that's when Nora was here. They had whole pride foils going on. That's when Michelle, Nora's sister, was here as the assistant. It was a whole different vibe going on in here.
She remembers the smell, the day, the time, the atmosphere.
It was like a nostalgia, like my trauma was bonded to a really good moment. And then it turned out great, so.
Well, I think through that, you just misjudged how many years that was between that you grew through the trauma of the last 4 years that you were holding on to, and now it's chopped.
Yeah, I think I needed it. I told you guys were like, well, what trauma are you cutting off? Because I was like, yeah, I need to cut off some trauma. And I was like, I've just been like so anxious recently, guys. We're cutting all of it off. We're getting rid of it. New vibes, new energy.
It sparked a whole nother week of chaos in here of changes.
It was like a frenzy. It was a frenzy of change.
Alicia also just did her own trauma chop on my hair unexpectedly.
Okay, Gen Z OG trendsetter, but
Gen
I'm the
Z
trendsetter with like short hair.
Whoa, I'm sorry. Did I just hear another voice?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's
No, you didn't.
happening?
Okay, wait, did somebody just.
In general, wait. Was there a voice?
Are you linking in a conversation?
I'm trying to hop in here, you know. Just saying, Jen, gotta give her respect where it's due. She was a trendsetter.
Wow, he really called me out. I just said I was a trendsetter, and he said, well, isn't
Sounds like
that
Jen
untrue?
was the one being like, you should do it. You said you got your inspiration from Jen. So
I
that's what I'm
did, but
taking.
I'm saying like the short hair.
The lover's quarrel that you're hearing is brought to you by the fact that we have our first guest on the podcast tonight. Aiden is here.
Heard a lot about me and now I'm here, so.
Yeah, we've name dropped and talked deeply about you. So welcome.
We do talk a lot about you.
Welcome to the
I
pod.
appreciate it. It makes my drives a lot better, you know. Just sitting there wondering, am I gonna get brought up today? Let's see what.
Most likely, yeah.
Most likely,
Nine
but
times out of ten, yeah.
yeah. The first couple episodes, shaky, shaky. That's on me, but it's okay. It's okay.
Wrong. We down the therapy.
We're doing better, so. Shout out John, my therapist. John, if you're listening, we love you. He's
That was a good intro, Aiden. That was good.
This is why Aiden is getting like positive checks in our boxes. What are the white flags?
White flag.
Green flags?
I thought it was a green flag.
Beige flag.
Isn't it?
I thought they were beige, right? I thought a good flag was a beige flag.
There are beige flags. I don't know what they are. They are.
But I thought there were beige flags too.
Understand the beige flag trend.
There's a lot of flags.
Personally, I don't understand the beige flag because I remember that being like a TikTok trend and I never really got it.
Yeah, I thought I saw a lot of that going around. It was like a beige.
I think isn't a beige flag like a golden retriever flag?
Aiden's gonna pull up his phone and figure out what a beige flag is.
Oh, it's for husbands?
This one is my husband's beige flag, is that he's always so nonchalant and unbothered about everything. So I think it's like
A
neither here
neutral
nor there.
flag? Like a like a pos it's like a positive, but it's not like a whoa.
It doesn't feel like a standout, like a green flag, but it also feels like it's a very like
It's a
good
beige flag,
trait. It's a
yeah.
yeah, it's a beige flag.
My boyfriend's beige flag is when I'm overthinking, he physically removes my brain. He goes like this. Maybe you should do that for me. Yeah. The claw.
My claw.
Yeah.
Are we gonna get sued by Disney now? Shoot.
Nobody is even listening to this
Don't
podcast.
say that to the dedicated listeners.
I don't think Disney's listening.
Oh, Aiden has been
Sitting
a
right
day
here.
one listener for us. I will give him that. He's been pretty supportive of
I mean,
it. Stop.
they were rough, but then, you know, once we got through
We
it
really
was
found our
fun.
voice.
Yeah. We tried to.
As he heard in those first episodes, that got rough.
And that's when I mean you saw it. You saw it, folks. You've heard it, folks. Aiden ripped my little heart to shreds, so we bashed him good.
Yeah.
That's rough for you, Aiden, I guess. Found our groove around episode four, as we felt. Just kidding.
Has he pieced it back together yet?
I mean, Chris might have put it back together, but it's okay.
Chris.
Speaking of, so Macy got this fabulous haircut. And we have a wonderful family that we cut their entire family's hair. They've really become our family. You know, that's how we like it around here. You're our family, we're your family. Sometimes we get invited to things, sometimes we don't. It's wonderful. Well, the dad of said family, wonderful man, came in roughly right after Mace's haircut and paid her a very nice compliment in her haircut. And you know, that's a beige flag, possibly green flag. So he's coming for Aiden's spot is really what I'm hearing.
Yeah, he came in here, but he came in late per usual because we love you, Chris, but whenever we book you before your slotted time of 5 p.m., he's gonna come in like, "Oh, I'm early, right?" And I'm like, "No, you're 10 minutes late, actually." This man stood in front of me last week and said, "Okay, what do you have open?" I said, 4:30. He said, "Okay, I'm gonna put it in my calendar right now." He put it in his calendar at that moment when I said four. He said, "What time again?" I said, 4:30. He put it as 5. How? How does that happen?
He's on a schedule. He likes 5 o'clock.
But I love you for it. And so yeah, he came in here. We're on. Literally, I cut my hair yesterday. He came in yesterday at the end of the day, and he was like, "Your hair looks very pretty." He was very sweet about it. He was a very sweet, sweet man for that. And so, yeah, he's got some competition because when I FaceTime Aiden, he goes, "I like it." I was like,
It sounds so unenthusiastic. Like, I was like, I like it. It was, I like it.
"I really enjoy that he tried to like change the pitch to change it."
That sounds exactly the same. That's what she just did.
I said, I like it.
I
No,
like
I
it.
was like, I really like it. Like,
my bad.
Because it wasn't as
He
like
really
down. I was like, I like it.
changed
And
the
I was smiling the whole time because I was like, I do like
But you
it.
could have been like, "Oh, you look so pretty."
We want to hear like, "Damn, babe."
Because you always look pretty. What do you want me to
I want
say?
to hear like as a female.
You're the most beautiful maiden in the world.
Don't be a fucking weirdo. Don't be
What? I think that's a great compliment.
That got creepy. No one wants to be called a maiden.
It's like I just think that you look pretty. That's it.
It's giving Ren Faire vibes.
Give me like Dungeons and Dragons.
See?
I'm just trying to get there.
It's well, he played Dungeons and Dragons last night. He plays every Tuesday, guy.
Every Tuesday, Dungeon Day.
That really that hit it. That hit it. You were in the middle of your game. Match. What is it called when you're playing?
Magic the Gathering.
No, not Magic the Gathering. That's a card game, but Dungeons and Dragons.
No, like a match. Like
Oh,
you,
just
what's the
a
game
quest, I
where you're
guess.
in a
Yeah.
quest? A
Yeah.
quest. I knew it was called something. It
Yeah.
wasn't just called like I'm playing a game.
Yeah, where we're just out here.
One of my favorite movies is Role Models, where they're playing like in, but that's
Don't
different.
know what Roma
I
like
know.
cosplaying?
Have you ever done that?
Oh.
Yeah, like when they in like the movie Role Models. Do you know what I'm talking about? With Paul Rudd and Stifler from.
Stifler.
And they get like the judge gives them a sentence that they have to do like a public service.
Oh, they have to hang out with the little kids.
So then he gets linked up with this like big brother program of this one little kid who likes to get the one in trouble all the time. And the other little kid plays like cosplay in the parks with like sword fighting.
I know what you're talking about now. I forget the name for it, but there's something with an L. LARPing. LARPing. Yeah.
What?
Live action role playing. Yep.
Yes, that's it. And they also do call it a quest.
It is a quest. I will give them that.
Aiden last night to be like, "Oh, like how's D&D going?" And he goes something along the lines of, "We're being sneak attacked right now, but I have to wait for somebody to wake me up." And I said, "I don't know what the fuck that means."
Basically, we were on a train and then someone
An
came up
imaginary
and an
train.
imaginary train, but like not imaginary because we have a map on the computer so we can see. And we were sleeping, but since they were sneak attacking, it was all quiet, so my character couldn't wake up unless the noise was loud enough or someone woke me up.
So
So
interesting.
it was, I was just as mad. I'm like, someone wake my ass up. I want to help, but I had to just sit there listening to everyone get attacked. So, but it's okay.
This is exactly what I'm accustomed to listening to with Bill because he plays on the computer and he does like Call of Duty and all that bullshit.
It's not, it's fun. It's a lifestyle in a sense.
It's a lifestyle. It's like, I would say it's more of a hobby, if you ask me.
D&D is a lifestyle.
It's a hobby.
I'm gonna tell you, I've watched a few Datelines. where people have linked up and started playing these games where like it's like that where you have to build worlds and you have to like, blah blah blah. Well, they end up dying. Long story short. So that's all I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah. Well, this is what happens when two people who are essentially my mothers, they've been into it. Meet the moms, for real. This is like our like quest into getting to know Aiden. Yeah. This is our quest. We are taking a quest.
You guys are in the LARPing server now.
LARPing sounds really sexual.
It
So when I
does.
hear it, I'm like, oh, we're gonna go LARPing. It's like I would never think it's live action role playing. I would just think it's like fucking or something.
We're gonna call this segment Meet the Moms.
I think it sounds like frolfing, like frisbee golfing to me. Like that's what when I'm hearing LARPing, I'm thinking
Wait, frothing is frisbee
frisbee golf.
golfing?
Frothing.
Yeah.
I've never heard that term.
Oh, that's a different take on it. That's a different take. Yeah, I feel like it's like I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of between like Macy and you. I think it's like soaking, like creepy Mormon situation where but more like jumping over a person. So we're like more like leapfrogging, but yet still in a form of like soaking.
You mean it like family
Yes.
picnics?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Soaking. Would you be into soaking?
I would be so into soaking. Someone to toss us around on the bed up there.
Me and Aiden said that we would soak, but who's gonna volunteer to shake
$50 an hour.
Deal.
Go to BYU.
Some donuts for a tip. Actually, we can like have like we'll do it in turn for you and Luke in return.
Such a weird thing that like that's even a
Oh
thing.
God, it's so weird.
So
So if you
weird to
don't
me.
thrust, you're not fucking. So that's what they that no, it's not
That's
what
what
they
they
think, it's what they
think.
get away
I
with,
don't think there's penetration though.
It's 100% penetration. You're having sex. There's no way around
Having sex on airplane mode, basically. You're just there. Like someone's moving for you.
Anyways, I don't know how we got on
Macy
that
was crossing her fingers. Just want to say.
Cheers, guys. We're also drink I'm drinking wine right now. We also didn't go over our drinks, but
Oh yeah, sorry. We really skipped in. We were very excited for spring ahead.
We're excited because this is our first like guest, and so this is very, very new because we've gotten very, I feel like, accommodated to our every single like weekly podcast recording. So it's a little change.
Much like how we feel when a new guest comes in on the regular, we're real jazzed, we're real excited, and
A little
we're
anxious,
like, let
but in
us
a good
show you
way.
everything we have. Come over here, see this. Come over here, do this. Do you
Talk.
We're gonna ask you 17 times if you want something to drink.
When he first walked in, Nan was here, and I was like, come meet Nan. He already met her.
And it's very hard to like you have to like piece apart the person to figure out like how many questions you can start asking immediately.
Like not too fast because you don't want to like because I'm always like, what do you want to drink? We have so many flavors. This is what we have, and this and then blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I am probably overwhelming the fuck out of them.
Oh, I just meant like all about their life. I just meant like all their personal.
Well, I'm like an uncomfortable human who, for so long, if you're here for a long time, I can't go in too long of silence. So then I'm like that person who just starts asking weird questions.
What kind of weird questions can we throw at Aiden tonight?
Okay, so we're going on a quest of Q&A.
So, do you work from home?
I wish that would be my end goal, but currently, no. I work in a grocery store.
How many hours a week do you play Dungeons and Dragons?
Like 3 hours a week. Well, it's not, it depends on the missions and like how much everyone's like drinking and then how much we get sidetracked with not the main story. So it takes us a while to get done with the quest for the day. It's a hit or miss, but 3 hours, I'd say.
What have you been drinking lately?
Franzia.
It's disgusting.
It's amazing.
I've told him so many times, stop drinking that shit.
But it's called refreshing white, so
It's not. It
it's a
tastes like sugar in a bottle.
my favorite.
How many girls were you talking to when you first talked to Macy?
When I was first talking to Macy,
Mm-hmm.
Because we matched on Hinge, and I think the only person that I was actually like talking to in that kind of sense was an old ex from high school. And then yeah, that was also hit or miss because she was like very flaky and like would give me attention at the bar, but then like the moment it came to Snapchat was just like, yeah, dry as fuck. It's like, what's going on? Yeah.
Oh my God. Snapchat. Have you always communicated with women through Snapchat only and not your phone number?
So I mainly use Kik.
How reluctant this man was to give me like his phone number.
I don't remember this.
Very reluctant.
Their first communications were Snapchat based for a long ass time.
Is that like a your generation thing, or your group of friends thing, or just like a dudes thing?
It's like a, I would say it's an our generation thing, but at the same time, I would say especially when it comes to like casual sort of like flings, especially like not having their number is like very normal. Like you wouldn't, I would say if you get somebody's number, you're more serious about them.
Oh, we're just like block.
So you immediately thought that Macy was just a hookup.
I didn't think immediately. Yeah. I mean, like the first time we met, I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. I invited her over to my mom's house and I was like, but I thought just talking to her, she was very nice. And then I met her and then we had too many things in common. I was like, this is going to be interesting. And then here we are now. So a couple bumps in the road, but yeah.
So then you hit it, quit it, and still didn't ask for her cell phone number?
Oh, no.
I didn't hit it and quit it. I was just like more at the beginning. It was more of a hit it and then like see where it goes. So I wasn't really like, don't need the phone number ASAP. Like, I don't know. I was also weird about having like people will have my phone number, but.
Don't you know that there's like a block feature? We had to change our phone numbers if we gave somebody the wrong phone number back in the day. Like now you can just block people.
I wish I had the block feature when I was young. Like that would have been so nice.
You would have to call into the phone company.
That is so motherfucking inconvenient. That's just absurd to me. Well, when we first started dating, I was like, now you have to give me your number. And he was like, okay.
Well, yeah, you're dating.
Yeah. And then, well, he was even reluctant to date me even at the beginning. Let's be honest, guys. Should we, why were you reluctant to date me, Aiden? I'm going to Q&A on this one.
You want a Q&A? It was a month in.
A month in.
A month in, date me or I'm gone.
It was more like date, see where it goes. For me, it wasn't like we're getting married. It was more like
it wasn't,
date me, see where it goes.
No.
Or I'm not interested in pursuing just like friends with benefits or fuck buddies. I'm over that. I'm too grown for that shit.
No, 100%. But the way that we talked about it, it was either I'm in it for marriage. And then on top.
God, I never said anything about marriage.
No, you said date to marry and you kept repeating, but I know what you mean by that now. But at the time in my head, it was date to marry. And then it's either date me or I'm gone. And at that point where I was, I really like her a lot and I'd rather see where it goes than not.
It was like, for me, it was like, I date people thinking about like long-term in mind. Yes, maybe I may have worded it that way, but I was not trying to marry you. Jesus Christ. We've known each other for a month. Are you kidding?
That's where I was. That was the disconnect.
Like maybe even late 20s.
That was the disconnect. And that we got over that.
My brain where you couldn't be like, oh, Macy, this is how I feel. You just broke up with me. Yep.
But here we are. So it's okay. We figured it out. Like I said, shout out John. Great therapist. He helped me through a lot of my problems with attachment issues. So he's very good.
Issues.
Yeah, that too. But that's where my brain was at when it happened. It wasn't, I don't like her. It was more just at that time, I was like, oh, fuck. I feel like kind of cornered in a sense. But I realized that it wasn't me being cornered. It was me just being scared about how my feelings would develop. And they've developed well. And so I'm like, hell yeah. I don't know what else to say. Hell yeah. Let's go, brother. Like,
what's up, brother?
I feel like sometimes relationships should probably start in turmoil. They shouldn't just be like, you know, full honeymoon phase. But like, you should figure shit out in the beginning, not like halfway through.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I think that it was kind of nice to like, I mean, as much as it fucking sucked, I mean, Alicia nor can attest to, like, I mean, they can explain right now, like, literally how awful.
I sent her home.
My breakup was not good.
I sent her home. I said, peace be with you. I hope you work through this, and I'm going to need you back tomorrow, but you got to go take your day.
It was really interesting how I reacted, because I feel like I've always been able to, like, pull it together after I'm, like, not talking to people or, like, you know, whatever. Dude, I was not expecting the emotional reaction that I had. And I was like, I knew that I was being dramatic and I was so frustrated with myself, but I couldn't stop crying. I was like, I'm literally just so heartbroken by this. Cause I was like, this is just like, ugh, it was just like not what I expected for any of it to go. And then I was like, oh, he just literally broke my heart. And then I drove home sobbing. It was great.
Very scary to see you drive off. I was like, oh no, this was not good.
Here's some advice. Now moving on. As you guys are about to celebrate your anniversary, I think
6 months.
6 months.
Alicia can attest to this. Let's not have it discussed in the future as like a bump in the road. We've had our time, Alicia. Like the recent messages that you listened to from a certain event.
Yeah, I think as somebody who feels as if, like, I'm explaining right now, I am happily married to my husband of 10 years, and our relationship did not start out smoothly. So we broke up and got back together. So I don't think that, like, every relationship has to be, like, you know, roses and sunshine.
I think honestly kind of shows if you can work through it too, you know, like if you're in it for like the long haul. Look, we never fight. We never argue. We never have like these kind of conversations. It's like, okay, do you want a gold star? Like,
yeah, it's just not like a trophy that like, look at the ups and downs.
Yeah. What Nora's referring to is that like we recently found my recordings from my tenure, the phone that Nora got us.
It was interesting because, you know, we've talked about the drama that that ensued on Alicia's tenure, all because of her in-laws. And what do you know? The first two recordings on this motherfucking phone that they had at their 10-year anniversary was none other than who?
My mother-in-law. And I just want to reiterate that, like, a lot of the running themes of the messages from most of my in-laws were that of like, well, you guys went through a lot. You guys have been through a lot. Thank God you guys made it through. You guys really had your ups and downs. So glad to see you guys here at your tenure. I know it wasn't an easy road. I know, like.
That's just the rhetoric that I can't get down on. And people should approach you and be like, you guys are so awesome. I love you guys. You guys are amazing.
We love you. We love your relationship. We love like the relationship that you've built, like sort of a thing, you know, like.
Let's talk about the growth.
And that's what I'm saying, like, too. Obviously, at first, like us getting back together, like it was something that was still on my mind and I would bring up. But I feel like.
No, I'd agree.
Yeah, I gave him so much shit about it. I gave him so much. But would you say that it's definitely subsided? Like, I don't really even do that anymore.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because it's like, it was fresh. It was something that I had to kept reminding you, like, you fucking did this. And then, well, now we're past it. And it is what it is. And now I feel like we have a pretty solid relationship. And who cares if it started off to, like, a rocky start? Like, shit happens.
Mm-hmm. That's a beige flag.
Same thing. I think that you guys will, like, you know, definitely grow from it. It's a learning experience, and you will either be very strong because of it. You guys both, like, either know what you want out of, like, your relationship because of it. So, kudos.
It was like, a growing experience. I don't know. Just, like, that month off of being, like, wow, I really did that. Like, even in the moment was just, like, what am I doing?
Like, I feel like I could tell. Like, in the moment, you could see that he was regretting what he was doing.
Yeah, but that was just kind of what my brain was, like, this is what you have to do in order to, like, not hurt her down the line. And then it's, like, but you don't have to hurt her down the line if down the line is going to be you guys together. So it was just, like, a lot of growing with that and understanding that, like, getting closer isn't always a bad thing. And I think like that was like the biggest switch for me, being like, oh, wow, I actually get to know this person and all their weird, goofy quirks. And now I get to date this weirdo and see where it goes. So it's okay.
What is Macy's favorite color?
Purple. She likes her spooky season themed colors.
This is true.
Big fan.
What show is she iPad kid timing out on right now while she's at work?
Bachelor.
Wrong.
Bachelor finished, though. What am I doing now?
Oh, now? Oh, wow. Well, The Bachelor just recently finished, so.
It finished 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that feels like.
We're really watching that here, though. I was seeing the drama shows.
Oh, I was hearing all the series.
Shows that I told you that I've rewatched, and when I'm a rewatch.
That you've rewatched? Oh my goodness, like a doctor show. I can't remember at the time. There's so many of them. But
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy, thank you.
Grey's Anatomy, yes.
Is it Grey's Anatomy?
It is. That is correct. I was watching it today.
I've never seen it.
But I had my iPad kid time with that. Aiden's kind of the same way too. As soon as we get food, anywhere we immediately turn, he turns on his TikTok. I turn on my little like phone for my Netflix. And
so you guys don't actually eat together? This is what I'm hearing.
Sometimes we do.
Next to each other.
We eat next to each other.
Same vicinity.
We'll have like an arm on each other and be like, I'm here, but like I'm in my show and he's in the TikToks that he wants to watch. I don't want to watch all of his TikToks.
Yeah, they were a little weird, so.
I mean, I can respect that. There are days where Luke will be watching like a game and I clearly don't want to be on that like watching that game, but like we don't get to spend that much time together. So like I'm not going to be like, "Okay, bye, I'm going to a different room."
Yeah,
So you know what I
100%.
mean? Like I'll be on my phone watching like a different show, but like I'm going to be like next to him so that we're like near each other.
Enjoying your presence while also enjoying what you want to watch, like, I think is the most important part.
100%. Or like you'll be like gaming and I'll be like reading my Kindle in your bed because I'm like, I don't want to. Sometimes I just get sick of watching you guys game because I'm just like, it's just so long. You guys have such long matches. And like for you when you're in the moment, like it's fun. But just as like a side person watching, I'm like,
That's why we're gonna get you into it.
I'm
You're
gonna
gonna
go
love
read
it.
my Kindle. Yeah, we'll see about
You're
that.
gonna love it. She's gonna be a gamer girl.
Let me set you guys up with what goes on in the corn household. Willow goes to bed. Nora immediately scurries off to go get in very comfortable clothing, set up her phone on her charger next to her bed,
Me,
get
absolutely.
something to drink, usually, and something to eat, sit my ass on my heating pad in my bed, turn on my TV, scroll on my phone, and Bill is off in his office, either on the computer, on his headphones, with his stomach massager, going to town because his stomach's bothering him. So he might be doing some real estate. But then also, all of a sudden, Age of the Empires is on the screen and he's in like a one-on-one battle. And I'm like, how is this helping your stomach? But I'm not trying to disrupt it because I'm having my private time watching probably Grey's Anatomy in my bed.
Aiden, what did you just say about the game that Bill's playing?
No, is it Age of Empires for sure?
I don't
I
know.
was gonna say, because I get ads for that like game all the time, and it makes me cringe. Yeah, it's probably something different, I would hope, because that game looks like garbage. I've never played it before. It's just like the ads for the game are so annoying. It makes me never even want to touch it. It's like every other.
Sure, I feel like when ads are annoying for something, it does turn you off from like actually wanting to like do the
It
thing.
might be like League of Legends, which would be cool.
No, I'm pretty sure it is Civilization.
So that's Civ 6. Maybe. Is that a game? I said that so confidently.
Asking me, yeah. Civ 6. So it has to be if you said it that fast.
What's the board game? It's like rimmed in red, and on the thing is like a map and it's a battleground. Bill and I have been together since we were 19. We moved in together 3 months after meeting, like getting together. And no, that would be like you guys would have already been living together for 3 months.
If we're putting it on the timeline of like Nora's timeline of them dating 3 months in, we technically would be living together already. No, I mean, if we're talking about living together, we've already discussed it. I personally am not ready for that. I want to live by myself. I loved living by myself over the summertime when I was in California, and I've had so much time like at my house wanting to move out that I feel like I owe it to myself not to move in with anybody else afterwards. I just need to do my own thing. Sack.
Moral of the story, she doesn't like me, so it's okay. I
That
did.
is true.
Oh, I was like, did we skip a chapter? What is happening?
It brings us closer together in the end. You know, can you imagine living together at 3 months? So that's crazy. Good for you though, Nora.
You did crush her heart into a million pieces, so you do owe her the time to let her flourish as one. I am going to ask a really hard-hitting question, though.
Just
Yes, ask a question.
hit it.
How are you going to feel about driving to the city to spend time in the city with Macy when she moves into the city? It's a lot of city time.
I mean, it's not really the city, hopefully, if it's Hyde Park. But like at the same time, I'm not gonna be like over the moon about it because I do not like the city at all. But
Are you gonna try to negotiate a suburb move?
I'm always gonna be on the suburb move, but she's gotta do what she's gotta do, and I'm gonna be there for her, and I'm gonna go visit. And hopefully after this colonoscopy on May 14th, we'll figure some stuff out. And I'll hopefully be in a better place to where it's more comfortable. So that's gonna be nice, but that's still a May thing for right now. But no matter what, it's like I don't mind going downtown to visit. And I already did that when we went to Cozumel, right?
No.
Cozumel?
No.
Carnival. Carnival. Wait, Cozumel is an. Yeah.
The
Carnival. My bad. But we made it there, and somehow I didn't die, so like that was surprising.
That reminded me of I am Mrs. Iglesias.
Mrs. Iglesias, I'm with him.
So, Aiden, what do you have to bring to us?
All right. So I had one question that popped right to mind. So like with the whole Macy coming on board thing, I want to hear the origin story of this. Like what were your first thoughts? Like what was when she walked in? First impressions. Why did you choose Macy?
Well, we were desperate to fill Jessica's spot. She met us.
She was desperate. So I think that's all that we need to include. We were desperate.
She'll do. Do you like to hang out? I think is what Nora said. You want to come hang out?
I did. I poached her. I saw she wrote on the Moms and Dads of Homewood page that she was looking for a nanny and job. And knowing who she worked for and also just knowing her and her family, I was like, I'm going to say, are you sure you want a nannying job or do you want to work at the salon?
The thing is, I did it. And so as soon as like Nora texted me about this like opportunity to like work at the salon, I was over the motherfucking moon because at this point, I have watched kids since I literally was like, before I should have been able to. Like I was in sixth grade babysitting children. Newborn babies, like
children watching children.
Be illegal.
Fuck though. Like when I look back at that, I'm like, I should not have been responsible. I was barely responsible for my own life. Like, how could you put a newborn baby in my hands and say, have fun for the next 5 hours? Like, what?
That's what it comes down to. Cheap labor, free labor. So
that is true. Except for the fact that like they have to drive you home then.
That's the most awkward ride ever.
That's the worst part. And then it's always the dad. It's always the fucking dad driving you home.
So weird.
And they're so goddamn fucking awkward. Except for like maybe the one out of like the 10 dads that you babysit for is like not the awkward dad. And so then you just sit there and you're like, yeah.
Thanks for the ride.
This sounds like it was a little too soon in your life. And maybe we should put this on the therapy board.
That is the point that I'm stressing. That is the point that I'm stressing. But it's okay because you know what? It put that hard work and motivation into me. And that's where I am. That's why I am the way that I am today. To be fair, like I've been grinding since like I literally could fucking grind. So
since birth,
we saw it when we met out. We wouldn't even let Macy into the salon.
You guys interviewed on the bench. Like you're not allowed in the store. Sit there.
Really nice day. They got us coffees and we sat on the bench. It was so beautiful outside. I'm not going to lie though. I hadn't seen Nora in so goddamn long that for a second I thought that Alicia was Nora. And I was like, is this Nora? Like, am I like super confused by how she looks? And then they told me her name, but I think I found out your name by like text message. And I was like, is it Alicia? I literally could not get your name at all at first. I had to wait until Nora said it a couple times. So I was like, okay, I don't butcher her name.
I said the same thing.
Not even offended. Like, no one knows my name.
People who have known Alicia for 12 years say Alicia.
That's the life. I'm not offended, ever. I'll answer to anything.
But anyways, first impressions of me, guys. Talk about me.
Go in great detail.
I'm trying to remember.
I would say that, like, the vibe was, like, you were really hyping us up. You were enjoying the moment with us. You were liking the vibe. You kept complimenting about like, this feels so good. Like, I really like this.
Yeah, I mean, okay, well, first of all, I mean, I know we've talked about this in previous episodes. I think I was just so nervous about the fact that like, I had to hang out here. Because like I said, I've been like, in my head, like I've been like a worker. Like, you want me for a job, I'm going to do a service, I'm going to do a job for you. Like, so for me, when I first came in here, like after our original talk, and Nora was like, come and hang out. And then I like tried being like, oh, what am I supposed to do? And Nora was just like, oh, just like sit down and chill. And I was like, what the fuck?
Macy was like, where am I? What did I sign up for?
I'm not programmed. But the thing is, like, when it comes to work, I feel like I was programmed a certain way. And like, I was just not programmed to like sit down and like hang out and enjoy everybody's company. I thought I was coming here and like working. Like, I was like, woo, you know, like, we're gonna work.
I think we as bosses also have to like learn who you are first. Do you know what I mean? Like, we gotta learn like What is your strong suit? Like, what do you like to do? Where are we gonna put you? Like, what's like, do you know what I mean? Like, where do you fit
What
in?
motivates
Yeah, where
her?
do you
Yeah,
fit
stuff
into
like
like
that.
our space? Like, what can, and like, we didn't, like, it's a learning curve for everyone. We don't know Macy that well. I mean, we know her, but I didn't know her at all. So I only knew Morgan, and I knew Morgan very briefly when she worked for us. And our shifts really didn't cross paths very often when she did work for us. I think a lot of it was like getting to know. Like, we were also trying to get to know her so that we could figure out how to better utilize.
Oh, 100%. And honestly, I feel like I remember being in this like kind of limbo where like obviously you guys know each other like super well. And so for me, I was like, I remember just thinking in my head where I was like, I want to like be able to like know you guys like as just as well as like you guys know each other, because that was like the kind of vibe here. Like, where some like places you work and you're like, I don't need to get super close with these people. But like when I started working here and like over like the first, I would even like the first 6 months, I would just remember being like, it's just gonna take like time for me to like actually like know you guys, know your quirks, know what makes you guys tick and everything. The same way that it's like for me too. But I remember like even like when Alicia first started coming around with like her personality and her sense of humor, making jokes with me, I was just like, oh, okay. Like, so now I can like I'm in. Like, I'm like making jokes with like Alicia and Nora and everything. Because with Nora, I feel like I was more in, because like Nora is, I feel like, a little bit more approachable. And like, I don't say this in like a certain negative sort of way, but like
I've heard it before.
Alicia's like a black cat. Like, she's a black cat and Nora's a golden retriever. And so like for you, like it's like Nora has that personality where like you love her instantly, and Alicia has that sort of personality where like you know everybody loves her and you know that you will love her and you want to love her, kind of a like a sort of thing. And so for me, I was like, I just want to be like friends with Alicia already. Like, I just want us to like be on the same page. And it took, I would say, like, I think it took until about gala time last year where I was like, okay, like I think Alicia actually kind of likes me.
This sounds accurate to every relationship Alicia has.
I've never tried to give off that I don't like anyone. It just now I'm really getting that, like, I must really give off like a very hard, like.
You're a slow burner. I mean, it was great getting to know you guys, but I also like that we're like a lot closer now.
I think what drew us to offering Macy, or wanting Macy to stick around in a different capacity as she is now graduating, is one, it pertains to what Macy is graduating with, like with her degree. And two, I think that hopefully moving into a different role that she has now slowly been doing more of, is things that she has learned that she really likes that has to do with like what she's graduating with, and also has to do with helping us, you know? So I think that it was kind of like a perfect mix that just really worked out together.
It was like I mean, it sounds really cliche, but it was like, you know, like it was like a puzzle piece just like perfectly like intersected, like your guys' needs, what I was doing for like school and now for work and everything. Also, my like previous experience I feel like I've had with social media and things that you guys were aspiring to, such as a podcast and upping your social media game and things like that, I feel like we're all stuff that just very much aligned very nicely. Like, the stars aligned very nicely with it.
Yeah, so it's not like we like hunted and found you. It was just like a real, just natural progression of like, oh, this works to fill this role for now. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, Macy, what are you going to school for? Oh, you enjoy doing that? Oh, you're graduating soon? Oh, well, you should just never leave here because we love you.
Not allowed to leave. You're stuck now.
Yeah, no, I think the big turning point was honestly me like coming back from Amazon. Because I feel like before we were just starting to like kind of dabble into like these new ideas. And that's when Nora started bringing up like, Macy, you're starting a podcast for us. And like, guys, I'm not gonna fucking lie, I was so intimidating. I was like, there's no way that I'm gonna be able to like do this. Like, I was just so like, ugh, scared and everything. And then I came back, we started doing it. We also started getting like way more like active with like TikTok and social media. And then I was like, oh, like this is actually like a very like possible route that I could go down, and I also love it.
We appreciate you.
We
You are
appreciate you.
doing amazing.
All right. Well, I have another question because I've been dying to know. Where did Little Fern come from? What's the word on Little Fern? Were you just staring at a little fern one day? You're like,
I want to be a rapper, Little Fern, or like, where did this idea come from?
As I do, I like to let Alicia make a lot of the decisions when pertaining to color, font, size of things, posters, names.
Side hugging in the parking lot.
In the parking lot.
So, oh, she's drunk. She drunk. Oh, she fucked up.
Do we have a date? Do we have a date happening?
I don't know.
Oh, is he trying to like put her in the car?
Well, he just did put her in the car.
I thought they were walking away.
But why did he put her in the back seat?
No, he put her in the front seat. That was the front seat.
It looked
seat.
Like the back
it
seat.
It did look like second. It, yeah.
Did it look like the back seat for a minute?
The way that they side hugged and then she like toppled. She
I don't think it was a side hug. I think he was just holding her up.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, like a little like sidewalk.
Sorry, we had to stop that so we can inform you of, you know, the parking lot. We got to do parking lot situation.
You know, this is what happens. We have the view here.
I've been on the watch. I've been hearing a lot about this parking lot. So I was like waiting.
Aiden wanted the juice.
I needed it.
He literally like.
We're always on the lookout for good parking lots.
I was like, I saw them walking.
To gossip. I'm just saying, men are just as bad of gossips as women are.
I work with 40-year-old women at a service desk. The amount of gossip that I hear is next to none. It's great.
First of all, the service desk is where it's at.
The best place. The best place.
It's the best. It's the best.
Me and Alicia have both worked in grocery stores before. We know all about that grocery store life.
We're going to revisit that real fast after we talk about Little Farm. We're going to talk about the grocery store life.
Bill and I worked at the grocery store together.
First job was at the grocery store, and I'm worked up to service desk, so I'm pretty proud of that.
The service desk is a prime
spot. That's what I
should say. They trusted you.
I was robbed 2 times, and also I was able to sell all my friends liquor because I was underage, and the service desk was where was fucking hit. That's where you got to sell everything.
It's top tier.
I just worked in lottery the bakery.
Tickets, yeah. This guy buys $280 worth of lottery tickets every other like day, it feels like, for me. And he gets so annoyed when I take too long. I'm like, dude, you're asking me to print, what's that, 140 tickets. Do you know how it's like, like, that's gonna take a minute, dude. Like, calm the fuck down. And he's just always on my case. Like, and then like, oh, this was the worst. Last week, this guy, he bought his normal 280 and he won $46 on his tickets, right? So I put in the thing for 280 that he bought, and then I put that he won 46, but something happened with the screen. It wouldn't let me do anything. So we ran that, and like the money that he won got taken off the ticket, right? So he was like all good on that. And then he bought $46 worth. So I added that to the next order and then rang up all of his groceries. And this guy calls me like an hour later, like, you overcharged me another $46. And I'm like, no, I took money off your first one from what you were buying your 280. And then also at the same part, you bought another 46, but he was having this whole thing. But thankfully my work mom DJ came in, backed me up. And she was like, he did it right. And he was like, stood there for a minute, looked at it again, was like, okay. And I'm like, what? Why did it take her telling you for you to believe that I did the right thing? Like,
you're a dumbass, like college kid, or even probably a high school.
I don't think I'm a high schooler. The amount of times people walk by and they're like, 21, 21. And I'm like, I'm 23, about to be 24. Yes, I'm 21.
Yeah, they don't understand ages. But then I don't understand ages. I mean, I'm pretty sure I fought with a 12-year-old.
It's the baby face. I think it's more the fact that I wear a hoodie and a yellow t-shirt most of the time that says Sausage Fest on it. We don't talk about it, but that's Sausage Fest.
Is it just you wearing that?
No, everyone wears that unless you're a manager. Then you get a polo or a vest. But my ass has to sit there wearing Sausage Fest. I Shamrock corned beef. Not an iHeart.
Amazing.
It is. It's all seasonal.
I'm gonna need one of these shirts.
I can get you guys one. It's going to be like $10 or something like that, but we have them, so I don't get a discount. For our groceries, we get, instead of waiting $200 to get our $5 off, we get it every $100.
That's brutal. They're really not kind to you.
We got sidetracked.
Little Fern came from... I had 3 names picked out for the salon that I always thought would be good ones. I always knew they weren't going to be names. Like, we were never going to do, like, you know, the traditional, like, Alicia Nora Salon.
Alicia's Place.
Like, that wasn't, wow. That was never going to be it. One, because you can never pronounce our names. Two, because like whose goes first? Like what names do you pick? Do you just pick a name out of a hat? Like it's a weird thing.
Alora.
It was just strange. So I just like, I had a few names that like I kind of ran past Nora. Of course, I always like run them past Nora. And we were kind of not loving all of, like none of them were really like rolling off the tongue as like, ooh, that's it. Do you know what I mean? Like we liked them, but they weren't the name. And finally, I was like, we just, Nora is a, are you a third or a fourth generation? Fourth generation florist. Like, so she, yeah, she grew up in the greenhouse. And I always knew that like, whatever we were going to do was going to have like a combination of like hair and then like lots of like flowers or greenery or sell flowers in some capacity, or just always have like something that was going to like double, like whether or not we would have like a space if it was large enough to like have classes, or whether or not it would like just, we had a vision and we always knew it would like somehow incorporate other things other than just hair. And so that's when I started going down the path of like, maybe it needs to not be hair related at all, to be honest.
Just like something out there, just general.
Yeah. So, and then I landed on Little Fern, and well, Fern, because like ferns grow in any environment. And I kind of felt like that would kind of fun for us.
The
like,
resilient.
So you guys are that resilient, you know, able to survive.
Yeah. And then Little, because I just felt like we just kind of went with like Little, because our original space was small. Also kind of had like a funner ringtone to it. Little. We went with like more of a resilient, beautiful plant. And here we are.
And here we are.
Here you are sitting on
here ye,
their,
here
well, ye. Here we are, I guess, just us two, sitting on their house that they purchased themselves. And they basically built this place from the ground up, because, Dan, the pictures went at the start. I don't even know how they had a vision, because honestly, I'm sure you guys probably had like many like little like internal panic attacks and physical panic attacks. But like, or, like y'all did panic it.
Attacks.
Panic attack, you know.
Panic attacks.
But y'all really did it. Like, and I feel like it just continues to just blossom and become so much better. And I did have a dream the other night that we were in a completely different space, and it was awesome and slay. And I'm not saying that we need to move, but I'm just saying, I think it just kind of shows the growth. Like, I think in my head, it just kind of resembled like the fact that in my head, I just feel like I can envision such a bright future for you guys.
We do. Some included barns, other spaces, coffee.
Ooh, wine tour. Wine tour, sell you flowers, and get your hair cut at the same time.
Got a lot of dreams.
But yeah, I think I can see like everything, like a little bit of everything, where you can literally just come and get your pick of the draw, whatever you need for your services.
It kind of works with the flow of what's been going on lately, with everyone kind of thinking we're a little Steel Magnolias-y, you know, with the fact that we keep hearing that. We keep hearing that, like, people just want to come hang out here.
I think that's part of, like, the upgrade with Macy, handling the socials, but it also allows us to focus a little bit more fine-tuned on everyday guest experience, and that's really been popping for them lately. The drop-ins are pretty strong. We get a lot of just hangouts. They might pretend that they're like getting product and then they kind of dip around for a while, or the like just them being in here to get their hair done feels like a full-on hangout.
There was babies. This gentleman here brought flowers for his lady. He really caused a ruckus with the other ladies. And then some, like my client, Nan, had to interview him while she was here because of that. She really went wild on making sure that, you know, he got his fill of interview questions, or like his pre-interview questions. Let's just say that. He got a few pre-interview questions. They talked about traveling, though. You and Nan talked traveling when she did her pre-interview.
Ooh, did
question
you?
With it. Yeah, they were hitting it up. Yeah. When he first walked in mm-hmm. with his flowers in tow, Nan and him were chit-chatting, and they were talking travel.
Talking about Italy and Spain.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She said something about like Spain, and I was like, I was supposed to go, but apparently I wasn't invited with my dad and sister, but I went to Italy, so that was fine. Yeah, that's where I was more like, I want to go to Spain. I know Spanish for a reason. Like, come on.
He actually speaks Spanish a lot at his job.
I have two Venezuelans who don't speak like English, so I have to be like that all the time. Like, my favorite thing is watching like some of my coworkers go up and they're like asking like, "Hey, where does this go?" And they're like trying to communicate with them, and it's the funniest thing to me, because
it's like one speaking only English trying to talk slower in English to be like, this will help them understand. And it's like, no, they don't understand it, period. Like, you can say it as slow as you want, be like, left on the shelf. And it's like, no, a la izquierda. And then boom, you're fine. And like, you point, like, it's all about pointing and that. And like, that's all you have to do, but they don't get it.
I wonder why we do that, like, as people.
I get like slowing down because they're like, oh, maybe like they know it a little bit.
All I know is it's just my favorite thing because I, like, at the service desk, I'm all by myself basically. So like, I'm trapped in like a little corner, gotta use a key to get in the door. And so like, people will be walking around and I'll just be watching them in aisle one, trying to talk and figure out where it's going. And I'm sitting there like, come here, ask me the question. Like, I'm gonna be able to help you out. Don't ask this random Colin guy in high school who's just gonna look at you like, see.
I have to interject and say that Aiden right now is trying to quit nicotine. I just saw him hit it and I was like, oh, like, give me some of that. And I just try to hit it. And, oh my God, that's awful.
It's 1.8%.
It's awful. Yeah. It tastes so weird.
That's also helping me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But good for you for trying to get off that shit.
Again, sorry, Mom. But yeah.
What is the craziest thing that has ever happened to you at the service desk at your job?
So far, it's like a mix between just me being off. Like the other day, I was off by $100 on our final count. And that sucked because it was on Easter too. Easter Sunday. I was sitting there like,
you've not seen any like crazy ass people though.
No, I have. But like, that was the more annoying one because I was like, I'm off by $500. But next thing you know, it doesn't matter because in the system, I'm fine. So I spent like 30 minutes sitting back there on Easter Sunday being like, I'm so mad. Like, they're going to yell at me. Nothing happened. I was fine. Weird. But then like, I have like these people, like this one lady, she's definitely more speaking like, I can't tell what dialect, but it's something more of like Indian era, like not era, like the area around there. And so she'll always come in, and apparently it's a common thing that, so we have like digital coupons where you have to clip them online and that's how you get them. But like, she'll come in every week and apparently bitch about not getting it, but it's like, you didn't do it, and no one warned me about this. Not a single person. And she came up to me yelling about me about like $2 worth of like difference from her price and was like, give me money. And I was like, what? What happened? She's like, give me money. It's wrong. Give me money. And I was just sitting there like, also, mind you, definitely a little hungover. Oops, my bad. But she's yelling at me, give me money. And I'm just sitting there looking at her like, what's the problem? Did you clip it online? Give me money. And I was like, that's not the answer I'm looking for. Like, can you explain, like, expound on the fact that you're just saying, give me money and pointing at the thing? And it was just more, I was too tired and I gave her like the $2 back.
People couponing are crazy.
Oh my God.
Don't have to deal with that with the online digital coupons. So
couponing people are wild.
No, thanks.
They are wild.
Wait, so, okay, when you guys worked there, were like, so when you're like walking down the register, was there a barrier in between you and the other people, or was it open where like you could like walk in? Because our registers are...
You're walking down like a carved out line.
Yeah, you're walking down the aisle, but like, is like the opening to get into the register by the computer, was that open on the side of them, or like, were you blocked off?
No, there was, you did not walk in on the side of them. You walked in on the other side. So it was like a...
Oh, yeah, I wish. Ours is on the same side. Oh, believe me, the amount of like old men that get right up next to me, like this suit's like talking about, you know what I mean? Like, you know, just like being like all this. And then he dropped a dollar and looked at me and I'm like, I'm not fucking picking that up, dude. Like, don't look at me. You're like 2 inches away from me, like in my space, looking like, yeah, you know what I mean? And it freaked me out. I'm like, give me back behind the service desk. Let me have my barrier and like at least like 3 feet of space, kind of. But like, ours is more of like a little like L. When I'm on the registers, they can get like so close to me. Yeah. The service desk, I have space. I have so much space.
Do you want to know something? I come from a line of grocery stores. My grandpa had his own grocery stores
I forgot what they were called, but they were, yeah, my mom used to work at grocery stores growing up too, because my grandpa owned all of them, and now we don't own them anymore, but.
It is a lifestyle.
So, oh yeah. So ours was my family friends, like that's what they did. They also owned grocery stores. So my grandmother worked in a gro that's that same grocery store that I grew up going to. Her entire like adult career was working at a grocery store. So then of course naturally when I needed a job,
Naturally.
that's what you're gonna do. You're gonna go work in the family friend grocery store.
It's a whole lifestyle, the same way that like I feel like working in like this sort of industry is. Like it's just so interesting.
It's one of those things that like you either did or you didn't. Do you know what I mean? Like, and then you like stayed like.
I didn't. For me, because of the time, like my mom is still like a daycare provider, I feel like that was kind of like her version of it, where like that's how I got into like babysitting and nannying so goddamn early, because she had all these daycare parents on the weekends that were like, "Do you babysit Carol?" And she was like, "No, I see your kids during the fucking week. Them wait for me." But she was like, "But I have kids and they will do it for you." And that's how I got like indoctrinated into this fucking world of nannying and babysitting.
I was also just in a very different world at the grocery store because I worked in the bakery department. So I had all the bakery people
Bakery.
who were there at like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I also worked in scanning. So I would be hanging like sale tags at 4 o'clock in the morning when nobody was in the store.
But also have to ask this question, because our bakery department, what did you do? Because our bakery department literally just puts tags on the things sent to us,
They don't
and
make
that's,
shit.
they don't make it, no.
Waltz makes those things
They,
fresh.
oh, Waltz
Waltz
is
donuts
homemade.
are
I'm gonna tell you,
fire.
Waltz,
Waltz donuts.
homemade. That should be homemade, so.
I'll tell you, each location actually has a different thing that they specialize in. The collaborative bakeries would each make something different. So Tinley Park would do donuts and then they would deliver them to South Holland. South Holland did muffin and bread and they would deliver it to all of the other stores. Like it was each store had a specialty, but like also each store made cookies and smaller things and stuff like that. So like they would get distributed and then we would have to package them. Like I frosted brownies and I would help write on cakes and shit. Like we usually did stuff in the bakery. We weren't just hanging about. We also had a big butcher shop, and I dated a guy in the butcher shop, and also my friend's husband was in the butcher shop, so we would go back there and hang out a lot.
How bad was the smell? Because when I walk back there, I want to die sometimes.
Even like when you walk in Walt's here, like you can smell like all the fish and the meat and stuff, it smells horrible.
Did you know, fun fact, that you should still buy the actually pre-packaged lunch meat instead of getting meat from the sliced. It has less bacteria.
Really?
Because it's also all these meats in the cabinets, people taking it out using the same little like the little blade or whatever to cut the shit. I do have a question for you, Aiden. My question is there anything that like people purchase? Like what is like your been your weirdest, like most awkward like purchase item? Or like things that you see people purchase and you're like, I would not purchase that because that's disgusting. Or like because like you know when you work somewhere, like you kind of get the behind the scenes and like you see like, oh no, I would not ever get that.
I'm gonna tell you, I was always sketched when anyone would get the macaroni salads, like those pre macaroni salads.
Ew, potato salads or egg salads?
I'm like, I can understand why you like those, but that's not my cup of tea. But I think like the worst, if I had to pick, like there is my only thing is our dairy department hasn't had a manager in a while. And so like literally, I think it was like 2 months ago, I found so let's put 2 months ago, we're in January. I find cheese that expired in August of the last year. And like I just see
Like
people
out there, like people
like
buying it.
out there, like people could have grabbed it, like people don't look at dates. And I'm like just sitting there looking at that. I'm like, huh?
Not gonna lie, I love that we got on the topic of grocery stores because we really went down, or we really went down.
We're really into the grocery store right now.
Growing up grocery store. What is your hopes for the future
Hopes for the
for
future.
you? Yes.
I hope that I can live a normal life with a normal stomach. That's first off and foremost. And we'll see how that goes. But hoping that I have a job where I don't have to deal with people asking me to give them money for no reason. That would be nice. And then, yeah, I don't know. Seeing where me and Macy go. I'm very excited to see about that. And let her get her city girl era in, you know what I mean? So I don't know. I just want a job where I can show up consistently and not have to worry about my schedule being changed week by week, you know? Like, I like a consistent schedule. Like, I know at least when I'm going to work, and then don't have to worry about, oh, you never know when I'm going to be put on a closing shift, an opening shift, or when I'm going to be doing that. Like, as much as I love closing shifts, I do like having my nights to myself.
Stability. Like, you just want stability.
Stability. And the fact that I'm not going to be paying this, not going to be paid the same as a high schooler who's doing half the work I'm doing. That's what I care about. Because right now I'm getting paid a dollar more than the high schoolers who don't do shit and just sit around.
We'll give you an update.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah. Can't wait to check in.
In the future, like down the line, and we'll give you an update to see where you're at.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully a manager. Yeah.
We'll see where we're at. Are we still going to be together?
Place your bets now.
Place your bets. Podcast.
Over under.
Do we seem like we're going to last after this episode? What do you think, Nora and Alicia? Give your full and honest judgment.
I want all the tea.
Looking forward to the growth.
All the tea without the... Yeah.
We would not have had you on the podcast if we didn't think that things were going great and that we weren't so excited to hear about it all the time, and that not all of my clients, because my clients have really now started to become Macy's grandmothers. Can't even be like moms. They're like grandmas. They are real like grandmas. And they are very check-in. They are check-in weekly, check-in all the time. How's it still going? Has it still going good? So
are you and the boyfriend still together? It's like every like 6 weeks that they come in for their appointment. How's the boyfriend? Is everything good?
Grill master.
Are you guys doing good? I'm like, yeah, we're doing good. Like, we're doing great, you know?
Very cute. It's very, very cute. And so, yeah, we would not have, I feel very confident.
So you're taking the over on the bet.
So when you guys come to our wedding, we'll just recite this stuff.
She's doing the flowers.
I'll keep this memo. We'll keep this memo for when you have your cell phone message, and then we can like replay it.
That'd be crazy. That would be a fucking... I'm just saying that would be like a mind fuck.
You guys went through your rough patches.
Exact same speech.
You
Thank
went
God
through.
You guys made it here. I'm so proud of you.
I'm so surprised. I did not think you were going
to
be.
It was really
here.
A long road.
I would like us to be the flower girls, though.
Oh, you will be.
No, I mean, me and Alicia walking down the aisle like adult flower girls.
I want to toss some fucking petals. Yeah.
Can you guys, instead of flowers, do beer? Like, or
Can
just
I
toss
spray
around
drinks?
I'm just
I'm
saying.
In. I'm in.
Yes,
I'm in.
You have to spray everyone you walk by.
I got like shots, like, you know, the little shooters.
Jello shots.
My girlfriend Amy did that. We all took shots as soon as they said I do. They gave us like all shots to take as soon as they did an
idea. I love that. You can like grab your shot as you walk in.
I like that idea. Yeah, we're going to use that.
Yeah, it was very fun.
Is he saying that we're going to get married, guys?
That's what she said.
Okay, so Nora has brought us a new book. I feel like we're into new book era with spring cleaning.
Yeah. We are. Every week we've really had a new book, but like especially last week we were really talking about like good vibes, especially like me. I've been trying to get my solar plexus chakra in check. I'm not sure if you even know what that is, so this might be information.
I've watched Avatar The Last Airbender. I'm just saying Avatar The Last Airbender talks all about the chakras, so yeah.
However, Nora told me I bought her this book, but I don't really know what the solar plexus is.
Well, it's not like you would have read through it and then handed it. It's like it's a workbook, but Alicia already filled out the things.
How fucking funny would that be if I like tabbed it and I did all the things first and then said, here's your book. I completed all mine first.
It says like, what's the least favorite thing about your coworker? So the book is a chakra activity book and journal. 108 creative ways to help you raise your vibes. And I really like think it's cute. I haven't written in it, but I have read a lot of it. Well, I did write in it. But like there's pages where it talks about your solar plexus chakra. It gives you all these insights into things like your solar plexus, why like concepts about it, what kind of stones are good, what kind of yoga pose, what kind of food you should be eating, what kind of songs you should be listening to. So like, Macy, for your solar plexus, you should be listening to Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder, Single Ladies by Beyonce. Nice. Okay, so I thought it would be fun to read today. I like did not even remember that I wrote this, and I was working on my root chakra, and I thought, wow, this was so insightful, this thing that I wrote, and maybe I should read it today because it feels like a nice thing that you should say to yourself. So this says, write a letter to yourself if you were a kid or an adult, pick an age or leave it open. Basically, like just a little letter to give yourself an upper. I wrote, and I think we can apply this to anybody. Be proud of you. You are unique, artistic, intelligent, and with confidence and the joy of being yourself, you can empower others. With this, you will excel beyond what you would ever imagine. Show love when others shy away. Stand up for yourself. Take time to listen, watch, and learn. Even without this, you're already fucking awesome. I just, yeah, wrote like a nice letter to myself.
Can I say, I was going to say we should go around the room and see what us would write to each other. Like, Alicia, what would you say at any certain age to yourself?
I'm supposed to follow that up? That was like...
You're supposed to follow that up. I know that was killer, but I believe in you.
I like that was like actually like part of like the book. That was really good. That was really...
I was doing my work, you guys. I've been telling you, I'm trying to.
Let's just take the moment to appreciate Nora and her self-care journey. I'm really, really proud of you. I think that was a really, really lovely, well-written thing.
That was amazing.
What would you say to yourself, to your future self?
Because it's what? Is it at a, like you as your younger self to your now self or to your future self? Again,
I would say like your now self, if your now self is feeling all of these things, possibly. Well, what would your now self say to yourself when you're in a dark place or when you are thinking all of these opposite things about yourself?
Alicia, you're up.
In true Black Cat fashion, all I can think of is those posters that have the cat and it says, hey, and it says,
love that. I love that so much. You'll be fine. Just hang in there.
In every other school teacher's classroom. Hang in there. All right, Macy.
No, Aiden.
Macy.
What would I say to myself? I think I have a habit of getting in my head and overthinking and spiraling. So I think the thing that I would say to my future self is take it like, just take a deep breath and everything will be okay. Also, I think just more focus on like now than like the big picture, because I think I get caught in the big picture a lot. So hang in there and take a deep breath.
Deep breathing is very important. You cannot like downsize the fact that like breathing is very important.
Now, Aiden.
To quote one of the greatest men who ever lived, yesterday is a mystery, tomorrow is history, something like that, but today's gift. So I definitely butchered that. It's supposed to be the other way around. Master Oogway from Kung Fu Panda. Kung Fu Panda. I think that is the wisest words ever spoken, but not by me because I definitely did that wrong.
Okay, paraphrase it your own way.
And paraphrase it my own way. Don't let the temporary issues become permanent problems.
Slay.
I stole that quote also. I don't know where from. But...
No way. I'm not gonna lie, I've never known that somebody else saying that.
Thank you, Thomas. Wait, what was his name? Is that from your therapist?
No. Shout out John. Shout out John again. We love John. Shout out John.
Like for real though.
John is the best. John is such, yeah. I'm gonna send them the link whenever this episode comes out, be like, hey John, just listen to this real quick. You can see what's up, but
I feel like your quote should just be shout out John at this point.
So shout out John.
Can we get that on a pin? Shout out John. Like we just let such small things spiral and then we have to remember that we're all gonna die.
You either kill yourself or you get killed. So what you gonna do?
Just enjoy your day. Like anyways.
This is our first guest on the pod. And if anybody else is interested, reach out. I'm very proud of us, guys. We finally got to a guest mode.
It's time for you guys to make your own affirmations and get your jacket because, as was said earlier, the weather is really annoying right now.
It be weathering.
Yeah.
Finish up your drink.
Smell you later, stinky.
That's one way to outro. Thank you so much, Aiden. We love you. Thank you so much for coming. This is great.
Of course.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for the haircut as well. Good night.
It's Nora, Alicia, and Macy.
We are a girly podcast, and we are on the floor.
Did I go the wrong way?
You definitely did.